And now to the takeaway, sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, this must have been one of the weekends when you really love your job.
Yeah, there was a lot to watch.
A lot going on.
There aren't enough screens for what you had to do this weekend.
We're going to talk about football, but first let's talk about the amazing finish to the central division of the American League between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers.
And the 1-1. Bouncing ball to second should do it. Polanco flips to Everett, 1. That's a Tigers win! The Tigers, on the final day of the season, beat the White Sox, and they have earned, at the very least, a trip to Minnesota on Tuesday night.
Okay. Ain't over yet.
So they won 5-3 yesterday. The Tigers won. They wouldn't have done it without Curtis Granderson's amazing diving catch in the eighth inning, and that it literally wouldn't have happened. And meanwhile, Minnesota beat Chicago White Sox 12-4. So literally, that means they're tied now. So they play 162 games in the season. Well, now they play 163 games to make the season end on a perfect note in the Metrodome for the final game in the Metrodome.
Does this mean these teams are perfect? Matched?
That's interesting. They're not necessarily well. Let's think about their pitching matchup that's coming up this week. Rick Porcello, who's pitching for the Detroit Tigers, he's coming in at 14-9 with his record, and Scott Baker is coming in at 15-9. So actually, they're pretty closely matched.
You always do this. You deliberately put that in. The Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals.
Excuse me.
Before. Yeah, that's
the Tigers beat the White Sox.
Yeah, Tigers beat the White Sox.
So the important thing about that also with the Kansas City Royals and the Twins is that they beat Zach Greinke over the weekend. He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
So this weekend, everyone was looking forward to the New York Jets and the New Orleans Saints.
Boy,
who won that game?
The New York Jets did not win.
No.
They lost 24-10. They only did it with 10 points of offense. Literally, the New Orleans Saints did. They were the most explosive offense in the league, but they couldn't score. The way that they scored was because the New York Jets quarterback, Mark Sanchez, threw away 3 interceptions and 1 fumble. Two of those the fumble was a touchdown, and the interception was a touchdown by who? Darren Sharper, who ran it back 99 yards against the rookie quarterback for the Jets. It was an amazing game to watch Mark Sanchez's sort of dismantling underneath all that pressure.
Well, you called it. You said they wouldn't win. And
technically, I did call it. Yeah,
you did.
Right.
Thanks, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the takeaway sports contributor.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.